Good morning, everyone. Those who are watching over the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. In our church, we give one-tenth of our income for the works outside of the church. We pray for the 90,000 yen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing the finance of the Tokyo Antique Church. Thank you for the spiritual as well as financial blessings. We have never run short of the money. You are blessing us financially and spiritually, and you are going to advance. And praise your name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Good morning again, everyone. We have a movie of Hakuba, so let's take a look.
天使様から召されることある。全ては息になるから。
じゃあ個人に来て楽しかった
ドイツバイビ
ーミルマンミルマンミルマンミルマンミルマンミルマンミルマンミルマンミルマンミルマンミルマン
神様は どうもありがとうございました。
From February 28th through March the 2nd, we have Hakuba's Narugoi Camp in Hakuba. Anybody can join us. Please come and join us. And this morning, there was a book of traveling. From a travel agent, but I was too busy to read that book. But when I was not so busy, I used to look at the books of the travel, and I found this hotel Green Plaza in Hakuba, and this is a wonderful hotel. When I was reading that travel book, the pastors of the young meeting asked me to find a hotel, and I think it's a wonderful place. I know much. I know hotels well, better than you do. From Monday through Thursday, I stay at hotels. And the wonderful I think the Green Plaza Hotel is the best hotel I've ever experienced. And there's where there is a hand of God, and please go. Your spiritual blessings is very great. There will be a change. And the works of the praise and worship is moving. And there's works of the movie, making movies. I think it's about the time to go into the next stage, making films, CMs, and making commercial films, and also making a full-fledged movie. I think it's God told us to do that. And usually, recently, it's easier to make a film than before. There are many people who are supporting us, and if we have money, we can go. And for God, 1,000 yen and 1 billion yen are the same for God. And there is a good camera in the iPhone, so we have to look at those circumstances and go ahead. It's going to be advanced. Please come to the Hakuba camp. We have a praise, Thanksgiving praise and revival camp, the short movie of that camp. So let's take a look.
スは十字架により勝利を取られた。復活すれ今も生きておられる方、永遠の命受けて与えられたこの道を、
あなたの恵みに
Thanksgiving praise in the revival camp that we held from March 26th through 31st. Anybody can join this camp, so please join us. For the Los Angeles meeting and the Hakuba camp are working together for the works and advancing for the works outside of works of the revival. And the teaching of the Thanksgiving is the foundation of the revival. And the Brother Steve is going to come. And there are options of going to the Disneyland and the Universal Studio. And there will be in the street live concert in Hollywood. The work of the revival has already begun. If you sing in the United States, please sing in English. We don't force you to sing in English, but if you can, please sing in English. Unless you sing in English, you won't go all over the world. Its songs must be sung in English. Through the hit songs of the gospel songs, we are going to. It will advance the work of the revival. There will be a special works of God, and expect God a great thing. If you think that such things would not happen, please remember that. What you thought and what you felt. And we have a 1 minute short movie, so let's take
皆さんこんにちは。今日のテーマは祈り聞き従い1、祈り聞き従いとはです。第16代アメリカの大統領アブラハム・リンカーン氏の名前はよく知られていますが、アブラハムという聖書に出てくる人物を知っている方はどれくらいいらっしゃるでしょうか。この聖書の中のアブラハムの歩みを一言で言うならば、神様の声に聞き従う歩みです。アブラハムは神様に生まれ故郷を出て私が示す地へ行きなさいと言葉を受けて、どこへ行くのかもわからない中出発しました。そして出て行ったその地でアブラハムは神様から確かに祝福を受けたのです。アブラハムはたくさんの家畜やしもべ、その他の財産が与えられました。そしてそれまで妻のサラとの間には子供はいませんでしたが、100歳の時に不可能と思える中、後継ぎとなるイサクが与えられるという祝福を受けました。さらにアブラハムの子孫は増え続け、その先には救い主イエス様の誕生という全世界の救いの祝福につながったのです。祈り聞き従う歩みを通して与えられる祝福は計り知れませんね。晩御飯を作らなくてはいけないようなので、今日はこれで終わりにしたいと思います。それではまた。
神様に聞き従うことですね。まあ、祈りがないと、はっきり神様の御心は分かりませんから、つまり祈り聞き従うこと。これはですね、カリスマの、
This is not the faith of the charismaticBut it is central teaching of the evangelicalism. I learned it from Hudson Taylor and George Mueller. And unless you exercise the faith, nothing happens, even if you have a faith.So obedience to God means Romans chapter 4 is a very important chapter, and the point of that chapter is faith of Abraham, and it's an example of the faith, and it's a point of exercising our faith.And obedience is a practice of the, of our faith. And as we do that, we are going to see the blessings and grace of God. I learned the work of the obedience to the voice of the Lord. In the church, which was against the teaching of the charisma, Last week, I went to Hokuriku area. In Hokuriku, it snowed. It's been most. It's the most. It had. We had the most snow in the 35 years. We started the meeting from Ueda, and we went to the Niigata. Because there was much snow, we cannot move. But we have a prayer, and the prayer helps your walk. Prayer is a blessing, great blessing. So I first prayed. I prayed that I can finish all the meetings, and I prayed that I would be able to go back home. And in Ueda, we went to Niigata from Ueda. There are two routes. We were trying to take a certain way, but it was closed. And so we had to take the other way. And I prayed, and it didn't snow. And there was no snow, and we were able to go through the mountain road. And it snowed it was almost white out. We can only see 5 meters, and there was a very and I prayed earnestly, and I was able to go to arrive at Niigata with the help of God. And from Niigata, I was scheduled to go to Kashiwazaki. And we were able to go to Kashiwazaki. And we had to go to Nagaoka. And I thought it was impossible, because it snowed 72 centimeters on the previous day, and it snowed 72 centimeters, and I was able to arrive at the meeting place earlier than the schedule. And on the next day, we went to Uikamachi. And the expressway was closed for several days. And as I prayed, and it snowed several meters. And on the in the afternoon of the previous day, it opened, and we were able to go to Uikamachi. And on the way back, the train did not stop, and I was able to come back from Uikamachi. And I was able to hold all the meetings without canceling. Prayer will be answered, and it's a great help for us. Please pray for small things. And when I read the books by George Mueller, it said, George Mueller prayed for a very tiny details of his life. So please pray. And as you pray, and the circumstances will change. not all the prayers will be answered. I am not saying that. But it makes a great change and difference. And obedience is the center of the, our faith. Through the obedience, the grace of God will be revealed greatly. And Peter threw away everything, and what is the reward of it? But this expression is not quite correct. It means to we receive what God tells us. For example, I went to Osaka with my family, and we were about to eat lunch, and I wanted to eat Japanese food, but my son said he wanted to eat curry rice. I don't dislike curry rice, but I'm eating curry rice every Sunday. So other than that, I don't want to eat curry rice. But since my child said he wants to eat curry rice, I was dead to myself. And I chose I agreed to his opinion. And I ate curry rice. And when we obey God, blessings will come. And Peter asked, what kind of reward? If you do the will of God, in the next generation, when you died and you went to the heaven, and on the millennium kingdom, when you go to eternal kingdom, you are going to receive blessings. And there are some people who testifies that he's been to heaven. And they say that there was, as a reward of the works on the earth, and Christians have the houses. Christians have houses. And some good Christians, there are cases in which you have a reward and in which you don't have a reward. You won't be able to live until 100 years old. And the second coming of Christ is approaching. And after that, eternity comes. So you have to prepare for the eternity. So the Lord's Cross Christian Center, people who are in Lord's Cross Christian Center, prepare for the eternity and bring the and to Peter, Christ said, there is a reward. If you put Christ the first, receive the reward of God. You have to prepare for the life after death rather than the your old age. And the reward in heaven will not decay. So please obey. Through obedience, God's grace will be revealed to you. And when you obey God, the life from God comes to you. I didn't know the life of God is such a wonderful thing. When you go to Hakuba, nobody is moved and touched. But I have a special feeling about it. I really like the place, Hakuba. I liked it very much. And God gave us opportunity to go there twice a year. I stay at hotels. I stay 3 or 4 days a week. And that hotel is the very best. It's a special place. And I obeyed God by discarding all those things, but it returned to me. And Pastor Kubota went to Hollywood, and he made a short movies. He made the friends with famous producers and actors and actresses. And he can talk with those people. He liked movies, but he threw it away and obeyed God. God knows what pleases us, and He gives us that very thing. If you obey God, it is a point. And the great things is going to be given to you. As you obey God, and the calling to you will be given to you. Your life has a plan and purpose, and it will be revealed. A wonderful hotel is a blessing, but you can fulfill the meaning and significance of your life, and your talents will be used. But not only that, the talents you didn't have will appear. Last Saturday, I didn't have a meeting, but people think that I'm free when I don't have a meeting, but I'm not. I have to write articles, 14 pages of an article. And Mikoe News Press comes to me, and and I have to speak the shortest story of the Bible in the world. I praise God because I'm forced to write. In my case, it's a force. I'm forced to do. And when I dedicate my life to God, I wanted to be a novelist, writer. But I thought when I continue to write novels, it's against God's will, so I and I threw it away. But it came back to me. Writing has come back to me. When I obeyed God in a more better way, it returned to me. I was afraid of the people.
どうも、ここはね。
So I didn't like speaking in front of the people. I disliked it very much. And I thought it was the element of my great failure. But as I believed God, and I began to walk God's way, and I began to obey God, and by obedience, God's grace and God's plan will appear. And people in the Lord's Cross Christian Center works very hard. And God told me to do all the things that people ask you. Then I was forced to speak because there was no other people who speak. So although I was not good at speaking, I was forced to speak. I thought it was God's will, so I did speak. But the Christians speak well of you, and they encourage me. And they encouraged me. So my heart hurts of the mind was healed. And when I was about to be baptized, after 1 week after the baptism, the pastor asked me to give a message in the prayer meeting. It was before I became a worker. But as I obeyed God, God took away my fear of the people. And he opened the way for me to speak in front of the people. Your life will be a success. Your life, you have been forgiven of your sins. And that is 60 points. God is going to bless you, and God is going to use your life meaningful life. And what I felt was there are some people who are very good, who are very smart. And I was in the elementary school. The head of the and they're different than I am. In the novel, there are people who are living on the earth and people who are living underground. And it was kind of like that. And they are very different from me. And I wondered if I would be a happy man. And when I believed God, God is going to give you the very best. Even if I have a special talent, it won't be as good as knowing God. And I began to It revealed to me obeying God. But 60 point. Hanyu skater, Hanyu Yuzuru, he got the gold medal. And other people got the silver and the bronze medals. At the moment when Yuzuru Hanyu got the gold medal, and when he got the gold medal, I was very happy. There's a special blessing in your life, and the point is obedience to God. Obedience to God. You're going to see great blessings and grace. I may have said, I don't remember what I have spoken. Because I'm visiting all over the world and speaking in every meeting. I went to overseas mission. It was not my calling, the being a minister, to become a minister to Indonesia. And I was walking in the park. And God began to speak to me. He said, I'm not, I haven't told you to become a missionary to Indonesia. But God told me to become a salaried man, a businessman. But it was the foundation of my grace, blessings. And since I was a businessman, I had a I was under insurance. I had to pay a very little amount of money. It was about 1,800 yen. And since I became sick, it covered all of my hospital. Medical fee. And I went to the Philippines. And I went to the Philippines. I felt very strongly that, oh, I have come, finally. I have come here. And God gave me a blessing of going to Indonesia. And God told me to go to Indonesia But I didn't have a root. But Pastor Kubota was there. He used his talent of... he wrote an email and sent it to the leader of the Christian churches in Indonesia. The Japanese team is going to go to Indonesia. Please set up a meeting. But he responded, which church would you like to come? And I asked him, why did you receive that? And he said, the Holy Spirit told me to accept them. And where would you like to speak? I wanted to go to a church of a martyrdom, and the biggest church in Indonesia. And those churches were, connection with those churches was opened. So I spoke in those churches. And in that 40th church of the 40,000 men, I was the first person, first Japanese, who spoke, who gave a message in that church. So please, do not walk by your own plan and thinking, but obey God. And so obedience is a very important point. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.